I'm Scott Schober, author of Hacked Again. Welcome to this week's Ransomware Minute, a rundown of the latest ransomware attacks and news, brought to you by Cybercrime Magazine, page one for the cybersecurity industry. Learn more at cybercrimemagazine.com. From the record, the Atlantic State Marine Fisheries Commission, an 80-year-old management organization for the East Coast, is dealing with a cyber incident following claims made by a ransomware gang that stole their data. It's reported that the organization's email is down and that invoices, personal data, and contracts were stolen in the breach. Dutch-based chipmaker Nexperia has confirmed that it was targeted in a cyber attack, computing reports. The cybercriminals posted dozens of confidential documents on the dark web and demanded a ransom. They claimed to have stolen hundreds of gigabytes of sensitive information, including trade secrets, chip designs, and data related to major customers. From the Albuquerque Journal, a ransomware attack has affected New Mexico Highlands University, causing officials to cancel classes for nearly a week. The attack was identified on the server that operates the college's internal portal for staff, students, and faculty. An investigation into the incident is ongoing. Young hackers from the US, UK, and Canada met and teamed up with Russian ransomware hackers, becoming powerful partners in crime, according to CBS News. These hackers are known as Scattered Spider, have targeted hospitals, pharmaceuticals, tech companies, and even Las Vegas' biggest hotels and casinos. FBI officials have called these cybercriminals an enormous problem and said no sector, company, or type of organization is immune to their exploits. For more details on these ransomware attacks and others, go to ransomwareminute.com. A new Ransomware Minute airs weekly, brought to you by Cybercrime Magazine, page one for the cybersecurity industry. Learn more at cybercrimemagazine.com.